Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Welcome to Tuesday. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Congratulations to the class of 2024 and all those graduates. What a moment this past weekend at PNC Arena. By the way, College of Hollywood Knowledge coming up here momentarily. You are about to be taking on the commencement speaker from State's graduation this past Saturday.
Just because he's well-spoken doesn't mean he knows knowledge that I have.
We'll see what happens.
Knows knowledge.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Point proven.
Thank you, Sarah. College degree from NC State. All right, we got Ben Poovey. He'll be with us just momentarily. But you got to hear part of his epic commencement speech before we play the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Here it is.
Before you walk out of this room today, remind yourself of three things: where you started, where you are now, and where you want to be. Take a mental piece of paper, a Sharpie, and make a sign to remind yourself of this goal and work for it. Remember, after you think, all there's left is to do. Thank you.
Ben Poovey is with us right now. Congratulations, Ben, on a terrific weekend. Where did you find that thought on Google? Who was your original source?
No, that's AI.
I'm kidding, man.
I was just thinking that, is it bad that I was thinking of a nap the whole time?
Either way, I'm kidding, man. Congratulations on a very cool moment for you and the entire class this past Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Where did that come from, though? I mean, were you nervous, like, standing up in front of, like, 10,000 people at PNC this past Saturday?
I was nervous standing on the sitting on the platform before. I was up there for about 2 hours before I actually went up to speak. Oh. But the moment I stood up to go up there, it all went away.
Oh, good.
No kidding. There wasn't one person in the audience you were nervous about, because that's what I was going to ask. There has to be one person that, in the middle of your speech, you're like, ah, that's who I really want to impress.
No, I got a good look at everyone before I went up there, so I was already used to everyone looking at me.
I got it.
That's a bonus for sitting there for so long.
He had 2 hours to think about it before his epic moment came with that. We know the man can drop a commencement speech, but can he beat Sarah in the College of Hollywood Knowledge? We are about to try. Here we go.
Sarah's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Hollywood Knowledge.
Guess who's back again?
Pop, pop, it's game time. Game time. Sarah's back again.
Oh, snap. 5 questions right now. Put some money in your pocket. Keep up.
College of Hollywood Knowledge in the air. Gotta get more right than me. Keep up.
It is 2024 NC State commencement speaker Ben Poovey versus Sarah in the College of Hollywood Knowledge today. Truly the College of Hollywood Knowledge. Sarah, get out of the studio, please.
All right.
Let's go.
Also, big thanks to the Got to Be NC Festival. Coming to the fairgrounds Friday, May 17th through Sunday, May 19th. With that, Ben, welcome. More right than Sarah. You get $100. Tie goes to Sarah, okay?
Sounds good.
Wish you the best, Ben. Here we go. Number one, the Met Gala was last night. What was the theme for the night? Was it Game of Thrones, Sleeping Beauties, or Taken? What was the theme for the night?
Sleeping Beauties.
Question number two, comedian Jon Stewart surprised Jimmy Kimmel's kids by joining their carpool. Stewart used to host which show on Comedy Central?
Not sure.
Number three, Sophia Richie showed off her 9-month baby bump in a recent Instagram post. What is her famous sister's name? Their dad is Lionel.
It's Nicole.
Yeah, question number four. Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik will appear in the finale of Young Sheldon, a spinoff of The Big Bang Theory. Mayim Bialik hosts which game show?
Not sure.
And number five, not surprised at all. Giselle is not happy with Tom's roast that had dozens of jokes directed her way. What country is Giselle from? Brazil, Colombia, or someplace else.
Wonder if he'll be able to whittle that down.
That was Brazil. My other.
Brazil.
There it is. All right, come on back, Sarah.
No wonder you're the commencement speaker.
Yeah.
You can read between the lines.
3 out of 5, not so bad.
Crack Kyle's code. Yeah, 3 out of 5, dude.
3 out of 5 for Ben Poovey.
Okay.
Hey, that's a passing grade.
Sarah, you got to get at least 3 to tie.
Okay.
You miss 3, you lose. Number one, the Met Gala was last night. What was the theme for the night? Was it around Game of Thrones, Sleeping Beauties, or Taken?
Excuse me, Sleeping Beauties.
That is correct for now. Title one apiece. Number two, Brian.
Sarah, I had to cough just hearing that voice, Kyle.
Yeah, whoo, too much.
Question number two. Comedian Jon Stewart surprised Jimmy Kimmel's kids by joining their carpool. Stewart used to host which show on Comedy Central?
The Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
Sarah, up 2-1. Number three, Sophia Richie showed off her 9-month baby bump in a recent Instagram post. What is her famous sister's name?
Sophia Richie and Nicole Richie.
You got there, Sarah. Sarah, now up 3-2. Number four, Brian.
Number four, Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik will appear in the finale of Young Sheldon, a spinoff of The Big Bang Theory. Mayim Bialik hosts which game show?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
That is correct. Sarah up 4-2. And number five, not surprised at all, Giselle is not happy with Tom's roast that had dozens of jokes directed her way.
Oh, come on. It's a roast.
She's just trying to mind her own business. She wants to protect the family, Sarah. What country is Giselle from?
Germany.
A little too quick on the trigger. What's funny is you've gotten that question right over the years.
She was German. Is she Austrian?
No. Kyle's about to hit you with multiple choice. She's from South America.
Well, she's from Brazil.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Heidi Klum. All right. Either way, Sarah, you get it done today, 4-3 over the commencement speaker at NC State. But good news, typically, Ben, you know, if you were to win outright, you'd get $100. But we did work this out behind the scenes, where no matter what happened, we wanted to give you some scholarship money for your graduate studies. I know $100 probably won't go that long away when it comes to books, but we're still going to give you $100. That is our present to you on your great weekend last weekend and what you have coming up. So congratulations, Ben, on being a 2024 graduate of NC State University.
Making us proud.
Thank you so much. Anything helps, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
That'll buy you one book.
Buy a half of a book, but still giving it to you. All right, Ben, stay right there, my friend. Congratulations on an epic weekend. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes. With over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews, handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the four Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.